It's continuing coverage of Grundy Center Baseball, being joined by Judd Jarovsky, who had a pretty spectacular pitching performance here tonight. We're talking about a 10-1 victory over South Hardin here on the road. I'll ask you about your game on the mound here in a sec, but you know, overall, big picture, 10-1 team victory, obviously a really fast start for you guys. What's your take on how this thing went and ultimately being able to shut down a team that came in here with a lot of momentum, having won 11 straight games?
For sure. I mean, big game for us, conference coming down the wire. We're trying to win them all, and them being such a hot team coming in, it was really important, especially at their place. It was going to be a high-stakes game, and like you said, coming out with five runs or whatever it was in the first inning was definitely huge, but felt like the guys were ready to play. We were confident. We got a lot of guys seeing a ball well over the plate and playing great defense, and that showed out there today.
Yeah, when it comes to you on the mound tonight, 9 strikeouts, no walks issued, no runs given up. That's kind of been the theme for you here throughout the season, but just tell me about your night on the mound. What was going so well for you here tonight?
Every time I'm on the mound, I'm just trying to throw strikes, you know, no walks, no hit batters, and just trusting the defense behind me. Obviously, when you get up that early, it's more confidence boosting when you're up there. But, you know, like I said, just trying to throw the ball over the plate, and you got to mix it up with some of the good hitters that they have. But if they hit me around, then credit to them. So I was just trying to throw strikes out there today, and I thought you did a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm. When you're up there on the mound, and especially when things are, you know, going well for you and for the team, what are some of the things that kind of go through your mind maybe before each pitch, maybe some things that kind of help you get in the zone for each pitch, for each inning, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I just think one of the main things I'm thinking about is just get ahead. You know, every batter, just trying to work ahead so I have a couple pitches to burn if I want to. When you're down in the count, then you're looking to just hang on, throw strikes. You know, that's when kind of mentally you start to struggle maybe a little bit. So just trying to get ahead and not get behind, especially on some of their good hitters. You know, they can really punish you if you get a 3-0 or a 3-1 and you have to throw a fastball or something. So, you know, that just helps with your confidence too. It's just like being up in runs, it's just being up in the count. So that's what I'm thinking about when I'm up there.
Mm-hmm. What are maybe some of your go-to pitches here on the year? Maybe you need a big strike here or there. What are kind of some of those go-to that you've kind of been able to develop here this year?
Yeah, I've kind of just been working mainly a two-pitch rotation with my fastball and curveball. I got a changeup, and I'm not afraid to throw it. And usually on some of the better hitters, if they're fouling off the fastball and maybe not trusting the curveball as much that night, sometimes you'll have that. I'll bring out the changeup, but I usually like to take pride on fastball location, not being afraid to throw it inside or outside on anyone, up and down, changing eye level, and then mixing it up with the curveball just to keep them on their toes.
Obviously, it's a fairly veteran team here this season. A few youngsters in there that have kind of been helping out, but you upperclassmen obviously got a lot of varsity innings, seasons under your belts here throughout your careers. But when it comes to this season specifically, how have you kind of seen this team grow from the start of the year up until this point? Because you guys are obviously playing some really solid ball right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think our team just from even off the field, it's just really starting to gel. Led by Riker and Brody and Dayton. Those seniors have been great for us. I mean, they take pride in not only how they play on the field, but their relationships off. And we got a great culture, and everyone's just willing to work day in and day out. And we know that everyone's going to give us their best shot. So we're working hard daily and try not to take anything for granted. So, you know, those guys do a great job, and really the underclassmen are just following their standard.
All right, and as we move into the second half of June now with the postseason kind of right around the corner, what do you think are going to be the ultimate X factors for this team here down the stretch to make sure that you're, you know, going into the postseason as hot as possible?
Yeah, I think just need to stay positive. I mean, baseball is a tough game. You're going to go through the ups and downs throughout the year, but I think we're getting to the point where we can start to play our best baseball down the stretch. And, you know, like I said, just guys staying positive, wanting to attack every day. As the season might get long for some people, we need to not take anything for granted, and then we'll play our best baseball, and I think we could make a deep run if we play good.
All right, that's Grundy Center's Judd Jarovsky. Congrats on the win, and thanks for the time tonight.
Thanks, John.